It's here and now.
I need a hand with my worries somehow.
When Philadelphia singer-songwriter Melody Gardot's 2008 debut CD, Worrisome Heart, came out, critics fell over each other to draw comparisons. She sounds like Norah Jones. No, she sounds like Madeleine Peyrou. Well, who does she sound like now? Her latest CD, The Absence, comes after a life-changing world tour with stops in Argentina, Portugal, and Brazil. The critics are still applauding. The New York Times calls Melody Gardot's The Absence spellbinding. Britain's Telegraph says it's beautiful and that it plays like a late-night gypsy travelogue. And Melody Gardot, backed by those incredible compliments, joins us in the studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why, though? You know, great career being built as a jazz singer from Philadelphia, suddenly this switch in sound. Why?
You know, there's only so many albums you can write from your apartment on Broad Street before you start running out of things to say. You know, we did a world tour twice. After that kind of travel, you know, you get the bug, so to speak. You just, there's certain things that each of us have that we become attracted to and we find kindred within ourselves. And me, we were talking about it today, how we missed certain foods that don't exist here. We missed certain traditions that don't exist here, you know, like the afternoon siestas and eating outside in the parks. And life is a little bit slower in the countries that I've fallen in love with, but it fits my pace.
Well, let's listen to some of this music that's been a result. This is Mira.
The felicidad that I hold in my heart is a pretty good start for us too. And if in the world there were only tristes, I would find happiness in the blues. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to be.
It's a love song like any other love song, but it's a little more happy. And what I like is the imagination in the song, because, like, in the front, in that, you know, that little thing, you hear Hator underneath, and it's the process we went through. I was singing lines that I heard, and he was helping to translate them into life through different instruments, and you hear that.
Let's tell people, Hator is Hator Pereira?
Yes.
A Brazilian composer, musician that you sort of, your eyes locked, and this was a musical partnership made in heaven, and he produced this CD. What did that do for you to have this collaboration?
It changed my idea about music. You know, I had a group for a long time with four or five musicians where we would sit down and I would sing the lines to them and we'd start making things together, and we've always built it like a house. This record was different because it was a songwriter meeting another songwriter. And though it doesn't say it on the front of the record, it's very much a collaboration. From crazy things, in some tracks it's our nails making sounds, or it's the zipper
on our
shirt.
Wait, your nails? Do that again. That's your nails, you're clicking.
You know, there's crazy things where a pencil is the rhythm on a piece of paper. You know, there's really strange illustrative things. You know, in the journey of the music, it would have been ideal to record in the places where I was, because those sounds are so beautiful and so peaceful. You know, you hear the ocean in the background. Those are where the songs were written. You hear the people, you hear the voices, you hear people passing, you hear the voices of women singing, but they're just speaking, because in Brazilian they sound like they're singing.
I want to hear one of the songs in which we hear church bells and children.
Is Lisboa.
A little of the beginning of Lisboa from Melody Gardot's CD, The Absence, but now she's going to perform some of it with her guitarist and backup vocalist, Mitchell Long.
Lisboa e Lisboa, Lisboa e Pessoa, Lisboa tem chiado, alfama e tem fado. Um tempo que já era. Nas ruas de Lisboa eu vou também. Das tuas colinas, milagres e sinos. nas brasas rainhas, flores e rimas.
I think in the Boston Globe said, this is an album from Melodie Gardot that makes you forget her backstory, which was so prominent when you first came out. The story being that you were hit by a car while riding your bike at the age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a really, really tough recovery process, during which, by the way, you began working more on music for recovery. And, you know, it sounded like there was a spinal injury and some memory loss. And
you name it, I had it.
Yeah.
It was everything.
And I have to say this. Was there a deficit after the accident that you might actually have turned into a positive?
Yeah, I mean, for one, my memory was so terrible I couldn't remember anything more than about 3 to 5 minutes, which made songwriting easy and beautiful because all I had to do was remember lyrics for 3 to 5 minutes. Learning to play, learning to sing, learning to be something other than somebody who was laying in a bed gave me a great sense of purpose. You know, my purpose was always to try and be better than yesterday. I go to the absolute point of what is possible for my body, for my mind, and that helps. My attitude is one where I like to take on as much as possible and sometimes for the worse, do as much as I can. But I've got people around now who help, and it's been wonderful. I work with an amazing group of people who I've gotten to know and grown to love over time, and they are just so amazing because it's like mind reading. You know, they can see what's possible, and life has become a little more easy.
So as we said, on your CD, The Absence, we hear a different you, Melodie Gardot, but you're still very young. Do you look out and see what your next incarnation will be?
Maybe something with Africa. I'm fascinated by the music of Ghana and the music of Mali, and still a little bit further into the music of Ethiopia. But Brazil is ringing my phone nonstop. You know, it's just everybody's in Brazil. It is the place to be. The economy's changing. The music is celebratory. There's great writers, great musicians. As a writer, you go where the inspiration is, and life is the greatest inspiration and the greatest form of vibrant life at the moment, as far as I can see, is in Brazil.
Well, and it's, you know, in you sitting here in front of us, Melodie Gardot, with one of the members of her band, guitarist Mitchell Long. For what? What are we going to hear?
So Long.
Melody's latest CD is The Absence. Thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Full performance by Melodie Gardot and Mitchell Long, go to hearnow.org. Hear Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us again. Hear Now.
No, I'm not coming home. In the morning you'll arise with
funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.